The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hey, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. First on Sunday, it was Sirens v Dragons, and it finished 53-34. The player of the match went to Gia Abernethy, who spoke to Hannah Wilkes from Sky after the game.
Gia, when we spoke at half-time, you said it didn't feel great out there, felt a bit sloppy. Happy with the second half?
Yeah, definitely. And considering I think the scoreline last time was 17, today was 19, shows that improvement. So probably could have lifted a little bit more and been a bit clinical, but a win is a win and there are points on the board, so yeah, we're out.
And at this point of the season, for a team in contention for fourth place, it's about getting those 3 points, isn't it? It almost doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah, just keep winning. If we can just keep winning, we put ourselves in the best possible situation. So leave what we can control up to us, and yeah, we did the job today.
How proud are you of this team when you look at where you were at the start of the season and now you've got one game left, you could still finish in the top four and be in those semi-finals if other things go your way as well? It's quite a remarkable turnaround from where you started, isn't it?
Definitely, and I think the fact that the first couple of wins, everyone was a bit shocked. We knew they couldn't be flukes, we had to show everyone they weren't flukes, and we just keep building on. So very happy with the season as a whole. We got one more match against Thunder, who we played first at the beginning of the season, so yeah, very excited to see how we match up again against them.
Karen, when we spoke before the match, you know, you said it was a must win, it was your semi-final. In that case, on to Thunder in the final, really. What did you make of that performance?
Yeah, absolutely, and the win was the most important thing. I'm pleased that we could take the scoreline out early and then inject some new players in there, so it was good to be able to change up the shooting circle and see how what effect that would have, and bring Nick and Sarah on in the last quarter. That was really good, and good to have the win. I think we'd have liked to have been a bit more ruthless. I think that could have been a 40 goal margin, really, if we'd have really pushed on in every single quarter, cut out some of the basic errors, which we're going to have to do for next Sunday. But we're in a position to go hard in our last match.
Well, Gia mentioned it when I was just speaking to her, that, you know, you played Manchester Thunder in round one. It was a 27 goal loss for you. You must be quite looking forward to this rematch, considering just how much your team has developed since then.
Yeah, massively. And I think we had a good kind of quarter and a half against Thunder to start with, but I think our ability to sustain that pressure and to put on really relentless defensive pressure against teams has massively improved, and our attacking decision making has improved. It's got to take a step up from today, so the win was good, but I think elements of the performance will get found out a little bit by Thunder, but I believe we've got it in us.
And the Dragons head coach is Tanya Hoffman.
Tanya, when we spoke beforehand of this match, you had some targets, some aims. I know it was no-hell ball calls. That went out the window fairly quickly, didn't it? And just sloppy errors.
I know, really sloppy errors, and, you know, each individual. You know, they're not tactical, they're not technical, they're just things like footwork, throwing a ball that's way taller than the person that you're meant to be throwing it to. So, you know, a lot of individual responsibility on those errors, and there were far too many of them today.
Is it frustrating when you look at the result from earlier in the season when you met Sirens? The score wasn't that dissimilar to
no,
now.
No, in fact, we were two goals
worse.
Yeah,
is it frustrating seeing that lack of development?
I don't think so. We were getting turnover ball, so at half-time we had quite a bit of turnover ball. But when you get eight restart turnovers, and you only score two of them, there's something wrong there. Sirens played well, they smothered the middle of the court, we found it tough to get through, but also our attackers were behind the ball, and we can't throw the ball over those defenders, they're too good.
Too good, their arms are just too long, aren't they? Look, you're moving on, you're playing Stars next and then Rhinos, although when exactly is a little bit TBC at the moment. What are you looking to achieve the remaining games of the season, whatever they look like?
Yeah, look, I just want to finish well. You know, we've shown glimpses during the season, and I think the second part of the season's been really good for us. And we have developed. It's just when you have games like this and you just go, wow. You know, a lot of it is errors that should be eliminated from the game at this level. Unfortunately, they weren't today. I think one end was quicker than the other in terms of how balls. But hey, we've got to adapt during the game, and we were still giving how balls down that end.
Team Bath face Mavericks next, and a win for Mavericks as Team Bath lost 35-46. And the player of the match went to Imari Venter.
Thanks very much. Well, Imari Venter, a player of the match performance from you. but ultimately a whole team performance out there. We saw the celebrations at the end. What did that mean to your group?
Oh, we've been saying this, we're a group that can do it, and throughout the season we had times where we showed and times where we just didn't perform, and we knew this was one that we had to win to make it to the top four, and we really wanted to do it for each other because we know we've worked so hard through the season and we just really wanted it for each other at the end. And I think it showed on court today.
Oh, it certainly did. Every single one of you playing your socks off. Talk to me about your partnership with Kadeen Corbin, because it took some time to get that gelling at the start of the season with, you know, the delay with you being able to join up with the squad. But it really looked like it was firing on all cylinders today.
Yeah, so it's been a combination in the working. Me up front, she in the front. We really tried everything, but the past few games and me being out with concussion, it put a little bit of a stint in it as well, but throughout the week, really had good combination flowing and it just clicked for us in about time, so, but yeah, I'm really excited, yeah.
It's got to be said as well, it felt a little bit like a Mavericks home game in here today. How important was the eighth player of these 1,000 fans in the Copper Box?
It was amazing. Good shout out to the crowd. It's really great just hearing the noises, even there's not a lot of shouting and just thumping, clapping, we really hear you on the court.
Well, look, that was a great one, great match to watch. Rest up, recover, you go again tomorrow, but yes. In the event, you are the Rengen player of the match. Wear that medal with pride.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Yeah, take that with you too, and we'll bring in Kat Ratnapala, who is applauding her goal shooter as she passes her by. Well, Kat, if you can, sum that one up for me, because that was a relentless performance from the Maverick side.
Yeah, it meant a lot to us.
It's a great sound, isn't it? How always miss that.
It meant a lot to us today, and I think with everything that they just put their heart and soul out on the court today, and the connections are coming, and we can all talk about a disruptive season, and that's exactly what it's been for us, and I'm just really proud of the connections today. It was great.
Pam Cookie in commentary called it sharp, strong, confident. Do you feel like that sums up what you saw, and are you confident you could take that all the way through to potentially semi-finals weekend now?
Yeah, absolutely, and obviously we've got to rest some players up. It wasn't looking pretty at the end there with Raz going down and Beth going down, unfortunately, but it is what it is, and we go again against tomorrow against Coles. That'll be our fourth final, as it seems, and for us it's just making sure each and every game we bring, and we really bought it today, so I'm really proud of them.
With those couple of injuries, we saw Becky Adele looking like she was limping off a little bit, obviously Raz Quashie going down, which is a concern with the season she's had.
Yeah.
Poles tomorrow, you've got another game next week as well, all must win at this point. Is that the risk of playing with that level of intensity like you had to today?
Oh, well, that comes with the game. We bring everything to every game, and we just need to make sure that we just look after each other and just go again today. And that group is so connected right now, it's amazing. And we've got another three players in the stands as well. And the fans are absolutely insane today. So it's great to have so many people here supporting us.
Very well said. Look, Kat, enjoy the win. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Anna, can sense the frustration and almost anger, I would say, from your bench as you sort of debrief after that match. It very much got away from you there. How do you sum that one up?
Definitely frustrated, not anger. I think, you know, credit to Mavericks. We knew they were going to come out hard, and I think we just were so hesitant in that first quarter. It was a really different feel for it, in terms of we weren't letting ball go. We were being quite level. We weren't playing in terms of getting the depth, and we knew it was going to be tough. So in terms of our preparation, I think, you know, we spoke about the change of angle, trying to go around them as opposed to always over them. But there was some P's and stuff, to be fair. You know, we let the scoreline blow out, and again, against a class side like Mavericks, you can't do that. So the fight and the comeback, particularly in the second half, was pleasing to see. But we left a mountain to climb tonight. But really happy with the introduction of Betsy, and also in terms of how Kim and Soph played out in front of her.
Yeah, it was great to see Sophie as well at a wing attack. And like you say, you felt like the momentum swung your way a little bit more in that second half, just too much to do.
It does
mean that, you know, top spot, not only now is the fourth spot up for grabs, but top spot in the Super League table is a little bit more wide open. So a big game next week against Loughborough.
Yeah, definitely. And I keep saying it, like, ultimately, well, you want these tough games going into a finals weekend. You don't want it easy. And, you know, Mavericks had to win the game today. So credit to them, because they thoroughly deserved it. And, you know, we'll get back to training. We'll really look at that first quarter in terms of the way we started and ensure we address that.
Is this a good lesson to learn and a good upset really at this point in the season?
That's the only way you can approach it, and we're definitely, that's why we're talking at the end, that I think you saw the passion and the desire, and we said about we still have our goal in mind and we're still on course. We just need to tidy some stuff up.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Finishing the day, it was London Pulse 42, 7 stars 40. And the player of the match went to Funmi Fadoju.
Funmi Fadoju, I mean, what a game, first of all. I think that final quarter had all the intensity of, you know, a knockout final almost. What was it like out there?
It was intense. Everyone was working, literally. I don't think no team gave up, and that's the good thing about it. And I'm so proud of the girls who keep going, even in that kind of situation. And I'm just happy with the win.
Absolutely. And when it's all tied up and Ellie Rassi got that intercept to tie it up at 38 apiece.
And the whole team's heart was like, thank God.
They're like, in a season that has been quite frustrating at times and quite up and down for Colts, what does it mean to the team to be putting in performances like this at this stage of the season as you start to look towards next year now?
Mm-hmm. It means so much to us. Like, we need to start winning these courts. We need to start building these connections and seeing what we can do for next season especially. And I feel like this winning this game is so much to the girls, and we're just happy that we made it into the first, well, maybe hopefully made it into the first five now. So
that all important eighth position looked through me. Very well played
Thank you so much.
At goal defence and goalkeeper, you really made a difference all over the shop. And enjoy that bottle of bubbly and that giant check. You are the Atlantic House player of the match.
Thank you so much.
Sam, they didn't make it easy or relaxing for you, did they? Things got quite tense. You got told to be quiet, to quieten down on the bench by the umpire.
Yeah.
But a great win, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it would be close. The first game was close, different personnel, but just the grit and determination. You know, we are Southerners, but we're not softies, and we've done really well in that, and I'm really proud of the whole squad.
That sounds like a team motto there. Look, the last 3 minutes were quite intense, it has to be said, from 38 apiece to, you know, swinging it round the other way to 42-40. What was going through your mind?
Well, we were just really wanted to contest every ball, and I think we just started to do that, and it was just the difference, I think, just crucial couple of turnovers at the end, and obviously our defence is really strong and we always do well with our defence, but I thought the attack were really controlled as well.
You did say to me before this game that, you know, the mid-court battle was going to be the key one, and it was, where so much ball was being won and lost, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Really good battle, great contest, really good to come out the right side of it. Could have gone either way, but I think it's me that gets the cup of tea.
Mavericks tomorrow then, they put in a big performance today against Team Bath. Might have wore themselves out, you never know.
Well, we live in hope. It'll be a great game, you know, it's local rivalry, good derby for us. They've got great players and we have, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Melissa, I'll start asking questions as you come in. I mean, yeah, you said to me before the game you were nervous. They definitely didn't make that easy for you, did they? A stressful watch, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. Disappointed again. You know, we got one more game. And yeah,
it was one of those games where both teams were so neck and neck throughout. Both teams were making silly mistakes early on. It looked like a much neater final quarter, and then that held ball call really gave Pulse the momentum at the end, didn't it?
It is crucial, but you know, you can't, we have to, it's our own fault. You can't blame anyone for that, even though, you know, like, I was the first one to actually think, wow, that was such a big call by her. But, you know, I mean, it's that close, so, I mean, you can't say anything with a call like that, and we should have been, we had our moments where we should have taken it ahead and we just didn't, so.
A few missed chances, perhaps. Would you like to see a bit more confidence, maybe, in getting the ball into Georgia Rowe a bit sooner? Because sometimes you can see she's quite open.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and we talked about that, but, you know, we've only got one more game, so.
Well, that game against Dragons then, all important. Yeah. You've beaten them once already this season, must be feeling good about that.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, I just feel so dejected, you know?
Do you know what? I understand it was a tough game, a tough defeat to take when it was so close for most of the match. So we'll let you go, Melissa.
Yeah,
we'll
no, thank you.
Week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And it finished Loughborough Lightning 46, Manchester Thunder 60. The player of the match went to Kerry Almond.
Kerry Almond, I mean, what a relentless performance from you. You've done something that people have struggled to do this season and kind of shut down Mary Cholhock.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty difficult job against someone that high and so skillful, but To be honest, the work that I do is testament to the work that the people out in front of me do. You know, Laura, Elia, Bex and Emma, they did a fantastic job today and they make my job so much easier.
That partnership between you and Emma Dovey is something that's been years in the making, something to behold. I know you weren't planning on playing this season, but how great has it been to be back on court with her and playing like you are?
I think it's been so easy just to slot straight back in, obviously, because the players are the same as they were when I left. So it's just been a real pleasure to slot back in seamlessly, and the girls were, you know, they welcomed me back with open arms, and it's been good so far.
We are just, you know, one game away now, actually. You've got one game remaining, then it's semi-finals time. It still remains to be seen where you might be in the table come that finals weekend. But what's the atmosphere like amongst this team as you look to essentially now defend that title?
The atmosphere is brilliant. Obviously, as you could see from when Millie, who just made a debut, scored and the whole bench erupted. So, you know, our team's so joined this year. It's, you know, we've had makeup tutorials from our youngsters teaching us all these new tricks. So, yeah, it's a really good team to be part of, and I'm just proud that I can be a part of it and help these girls.
Any good makeup tips you can pass on? It's annoying they don't mess around with the eyeliner anymore.
Learned that concealer goes over your foundation. So, there you go. That's my new trick for the year.
Game-changing. Look, Kerry, not only great on the court, but full of advice now, too. Look, enjoy that medal. You are the Computer Centre Player of the Match. Very well played. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, Karen, you came into this one very level-headed, talking about sort of momentum, but, you know, eyes very much focused already on semi-finals. What did you learn from your team today, other than that they can put in a big performance against second in the table, Loughborough Lightning?
I think the adaptability that we showed today, you know, obviously not having Amy, it gave us actually a really good chance to see what else we have got. And I know that we've got solid combinations that can play against, you know, the best teams in the league. And, you know, that was really pleasing that they stood up and pushed on when we needed to.
You emphasised as well when we spoke earlier that you wanted a good performance. Were you happy with the whole style of play throughout that?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I think what's eluded us the last few rounds really has been our consolidation and our turnover to goal, and just being wasteful in possession in those times. So we've really focused on that over the last 2 weeks, you know, on our bye weekend, and I was really pleased with what we actually put out for the majority of the time tonight with regards to that turnover to goal and consolidating.
You've got plenty of your players out on court. A debut as well for Millie, scoring a goal on her debut, much to the appreciation of the crowd here. Strength in depth has always been there, but was that a useful opportunity to really know what flex you can have coming to a semi-final?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Loughborough are a top team, they're a top side, we know that. They've qualified for top four, so to be able to get, you know, some of our less experienced players out there and give them an opportunity to see how they run against those, you know, top-class players, it's a great opportunity to be able to do that. And I'm really proud of the work that Millie Roscoe's done this season. So for her to get a debut tonight, be number 63, really happy for her.
One game left then. You can mathematically finish top of the table now. Will that be something you'll be targeting?
We looked at that. The goal difference was like, actually, we could finish top, but we'd have to have a couple of big score lines. So
a decent one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we were going to have a tough game tonight, and it was. And we know we've got Sirens next week, who have took some big scalps this year and are putting out some great performances. But we'll approach that like we do no other team, and hopefully we'll get the result and the performance that we want going into finals weekend.
Sarah, talk me through that one, because you came into this saying, you know, the emphasis is very much on understanding your team a bit better, trying things out. But the way that Thunder started was fairly rapid, wasn't it? It just took some getting back into.
Yeah, it did. And I don't think we ever really got into the game, if we're being honest about it. You know, the last quarter was probably better from us, but we gave too much ball away, way too much ball. We made a lot of individual errors. I thought we were really flat tonight, like the energy just wasn't there. And Thunder are always going to make you pay, and we knew that. We knew we'd have to be good tonight, and we weren't.
That sort of lack of energy and slight sluggishness is not dissimilar to what we saw from Team Bath yesterday when they lost to Saracens Mavericks. Is that end of season fatigue, or is that rustiness coming off a bye week?
I don't know, to be honest. It could be either. I mean, if it's end of season fatigue, we need to get rid of that quick, because we need to be peaking rather than hanging on come semis time. And if it's, you know, if it is rustiness, you know, it's fine, because it is what it is for tonight. But it's certainly given us a kick up the backside, that's for sure.
Vital as well, isn't it, to go into this game against Team Bath next week to finish the season. What a game to finish with, we've got to say. And get a win, so you've got some real momentum back going into the semis.
Yeah, and, you know, Bath's going to be exceptionally hard. They're coming off a loss as well. So, you know, I think both teams are really going to want that one. But we've got a lot to fix, you know, our defence wasn't great tonight, our attack wasn't great, so, you know, it's a little bit of a fix-it-up week and try and make sure that we come out a lot stronger than we did tonight.
As I record this on the Tuesday, further news on the Wasps and Storm games, also news on Rhinos as well. So following the postponement of Storm v Wasps, it turned out that the PCR test was negative, so the match between those two sides is going to be taking place on Monday the 21st of June at 5:15. And Rhinos are going to finish with 36 points in total, which will put them in fourth place in the final league table. The results from round 19 last night, season progressed to the semi-final places with matches on the 26th of June. So the games on that Monday, the 21st of June, are 5:15, Storm v Wasps, and 7:15, Lightning v Team Bath. Got that? What a season. Thanks for being there every step of the way with us. And the final weekend tickets are on sale this week. Members pre-sale on the 16th of June. England netball a day later. Thanks as always to Sky Sports for their support this season. Every game either online or on their YouTube channel as well. Vitality Netball Super League continues this Sunday. Four matches back-to-back streamed on the Sky Sports YouTube channel from 12.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.